Okay, it's another exciting morning. It's the 27th September 2024. Making a recording here. You know what? I think I start doing all recordings in Opus, and then use a converter to make them into like Ogg Vorbis. So this could be a Cohen Neander recording. I don't really have much to record. I did trip over a Chinese APRS, what do they call them, digipeaters or something? Anyway, something I can use for packet radio. Now I've got my BBS running. Be a good thing to try to rig it so that that it'll pick up messages and such. And I suppose also location beacons. I guess that's a good thing. Although I'm not really sure I want people to know where I am at any particular moment. It's not that I'm a privacy type. It's just it's nobody's dang business where I am. Pardon me. My friend David Smith, he's my father's age. Actually, he's a little older than my father. But I could say he's going to help me with my car, but I get the impression that he's mostly going to work on the Sandy car and make it so that it works better. Get the transmission back in service, and I can keep running the thing for if I could put another 100,000 on it, that'd be pretty great. Anyway, so that's what's kind of going on right now in the land of whatever. what else? Can't really think of anything else going on. Work is just kind of a waiting game for permissions and such. But that's typical in those kinds of circumstances. I don't know if I'm shuffled down to the bottom of a heap of work and nobody's being able to forward it on. Anyway, so yeah, I wanted to get something to do. Packet radio, mostly on my handheld, using my J antenna that I need to remount up on my roof. It's currently not mounted. I think I'm going to mount this time swamp cooler. That way, you know, it'll get some good coverage all around. Do good. Now that I've got some more radio operators, this introduces some possibilities for how to rig it and how to make it work. And really haven't done a ton with it yet. Not so far. And, you know, we'll just kind of have to see what happens up there. One thing about that swamp cooler is it's kind of a sealed up box, or it can be a sealed up box if I don't need it. If I don't use it as a swamp cooler, I haven't been using it that way, and I kind of need to. What else is going on? I didn't do it last night, but because last night got torn up with me saying, oh my gosh, I just got ripped off $189 for a lawnmower. I said, I got the lawnmower delivered, and guess what? It didn't get delivered. This is, I got lied to. I don't know if it's just incompetence of a Chinese company that had delivered it to me. I don't know what to say the sheriff came and got my lawnmower and said, it's not mine. And it's like, but it's supposed to be mine. And it says, no, the shipping manifests are different. And you're going, great, great. You know, at least it's saying, well, let's just go spend the money and buy it locally instead of trying to buy it from some cheap place offshore so we can actually have a lawnmower. And it was like, you know, I don't get any intention that I'm going to ever see that lawnmower that I actually paid for. That it's going to get resold at some auction, and you're going, this is dumb. I paid for that. You know, under most circumstances, I'm entitled to have what I paid for. But apparently, it was part of a large, you know, I was trying to figure out what kind of a scam was being pulled to get this done. And I don't know. What was done was I was given the wrong tracking number. And the fact that I didn't have the right tracking number made it so that I never got it, because the sheriff came and got it and said, somebody else says that their package got erroneously sent to you. And it's like, well, then good happy day to some person someplace else that got that thing shipped someplace else, you know. Apparently they had ordered one too, and they had erroneously sent it to me. I don't know how they got my address, because you know what? I'm not entitled to get whoever else's address this was. You know, they won't tell me. So anyway, I don't need to get exercised about it. I have enough problems with heart palpitations and getting bent out of shape about things. I don't know. Sometimes I'd rather just be in a place where I don't have to mow my lawn particularly. Although I've never seen such a place. Everybody does it anyway. So regardless, I've looked at this place over here on Saddleback Mountain. It's about 80 acres that's just kind of up in a it's really off the beaten path. You can see a lot of stuff. The scenery's really cool from it. I haven't really talked to Lisa about it, because I know Lisa says, well, one of the reasons why I came here is because we had a free house. We go, yeah, I know, but there's no access to this land up there, which means it's also going to be relatively inexpensive to get, because I'd have to get, I don't know if they're really considered easements or something, but I would need to at least have some kind of permission to be able to get to this 80 acres. It'd be kind of fun to see what kind of possibilities there were. I don't know who owns the land around it. See, that would be useful to say, because if it's like one of these, there was a whole bunch of land on the other side that's owned by some kind of an oil company sitting on it to sell it off to other places, sell it off to other people. And might be something to go ahead and take a look at. Is this possibility out here? There's no electricity running to it, no nothing out there. And you go, to a large extent, that doesn't bother me, you know. Got my old solar panels, man, that I need to clean up and put back into service, so that I can maybe solarize something. And it's something I'm looking at. It's got a good south facing side. It has no agricultural value at all, which makes it good for me, because I can get it really cheaply. And so yeah, I guess my biggest thing is I need to look at what the ownership is on this 80 acres, or what's around the 80 acres, and see who I would be able to deal with, who I would have to deal with to really do anything about it. If it's some large corporate mess, I would almost have to say I would just, well, you know, you'd have to go through gates and stuff like that to get toward it. And that's a big deal, if there's any gates out there, you know, to a large extent, it's a question of gates. The closest thing to it is an old cemetery. And so those things tend to be close to what happens. I'm really wanting to kind of get away from things. There are some perks to being close to town. They're starting to dwindle for me. I just read an article about one of the prime places to live in Tucumcari is really kind of it's called the Coy Apartments. It's not the primo place to live. It's a place where poor people. If Tucumcari has kind of become, I don't want to say a dumping ground, but it's become a place where people fall to, and it's got issues. And the fact that I would only be like 25 miles from town, or from the nearest gas station, would be worthwhile to me. Anyway, so I'd be kind of tempted to get a place out there, even though I would also have no, like, fiber optic internet. It would all be based on, it would all have to be via either, you know, wireless telephone cellular coverage, which it's got pretty good line of sight over to to some antennas over at Ragland. I think it would do a really good job that way because it's up so high. It could also do a pretty good line of sight to maybe some in Tucumcari as well to get what's needed that way. Lisa and I have built up a rather impressive bunch of DVDs for entertainment when you're just like, you know, I don't want to screw with anything else. I just want to do other things. It's really good for that. Anyway, I'd like to try out some other things. I'd like to see who owns the thing so that it can be purchased, but also who owns stuff around it. That would be really good. I don't know if these guys sold out to an oil company or what, because a lot of the property out that way tends to get sold out to a company. You know, people who are tired of ranching. And this isn't really good ranch land either. But, yeah, one of these weekends I need to actually just go out and take a look at it. At least get as close to it as I can. Get some coordinates for the corners of it so that I know when I'm actually there. And, you know, that APRS droid would be a really good thing to do with my other phone. My old phone that really can't handle too much, new stuff. It's quite old, but it's got a keyboard on it. It's no good for the internet for secure work, but it's fine for just regular, you know, HTTPS and stuff like that. It does a fine job that way. And so I might go and try to find a good phone that way. I don't have it with me. It's in the other car. I just happened to get it out. But it'd be really good for that kind of stuff. And yeah, the whole idea of taking the mast off of my sailboat, using that for something. You know, I might want to just take the sailboat and put it on this 80 acres if I end up buying it, and make it worth my while. If I can buy it for a couple of thousand dollars. That'd be pretty good. It would be the difference between saying, hey man, are you gonna buy a piece of land for like nothing? Or are you gonna do something else? You know. Anyway, so I'm looking at that as kind of a possibility because, you know, living in town is nice, but I don't see the point of it particularly. Of course, we need to get Lisa something decent to have, a decent situation. Got to somehow try to get water to her. And she's really gotten into, you know, I think if we did something akin to an Earthship, I don't think I would do the tire thing. Although, let me tell you, that makes for a pretty permanent structure. We'll come up with something. The only thing is, I don't think Lisa would be able to be all that helpful. I would tend to go for, I wouldn't mind sandbags. Those are pretty tough. And there would be plenty of sandbag. There'd be plenty of material to put in the sandbags. Probably even better than sand. And that would be kind of the interesting thing to do. I can still set up my BBS system. I don't think I'm going to get too, I might not get as exotic right now as I had thought, but I'll go ahead and put up the kind of files that I want to have accessible that way. It'll also make it accessible through all the other ways, Gopher and things like that. And that the predominant way to access it would be through packet radio. And then, of course, I'm home doing this and that. I've already put up a bunch of old DOS shareware. It's really good. Although DOS is really kind of not very interesting. It would be kind of interesting to get my BBS system can actually use a gateway of Rob Swindell uses a good system to forward your email on to you, but he is so much more about kind of store and forward, and that would be really good for contacting me that way. You know, oh, this isn't a turn. While I've got the resources here to do something, let's do something. Let's actually make something a little bit more fun and interesting for me. Not kind of a survival thing, but just say, you know what? I just have grown weary about being around people very much. And I don't want to become this big landowner, although 80 acres is a good size. But, you know, let people come out and see us, set up a... Jeff gets some good things. Lisa, you know what? Lisa kind of has warmed to this whole thing. We haven't done much with it, but it's because typically I travel a lot and I don't have time. I'd rather do something else when I'm at home. But if I had it, I started using it, I think Lisa would really warm to it and to doing different things. She can't do store-bought stuff anymore, so having a store nearby really isn't that useful for her. Anyway, so I need to consider that. It's not too far from the main highway, and there's some county roads that are established. They don't disestablish county roads. And honestly, I don't find myself particularly interested in Duke and Curry. We don't, we hardly even shop there. And, so yeah, it's just, I don't know. I saw what kind of got done what's his name's place? TK. TK started kind of a commune. Well, not he did, but he was part of a commune that got started someplace. And he apparently is kind of the guy that stuck with it, or at least he would go there to crash sometimes. And said, hey, anytime you want to come out here and do anything, man, come on out. You know, he was just looking for some people to share his life with. And, you know, and it went pretty well for him. Anyway, so that would be kind of interesting, and I'm kind of going in this direction anyway. I would be, it's kind of like buying a piece of Tucumcari Mountain, and a little more off the beaten path, a place that probably was going to become something. It's called West Cemetery out there, so there was probably a place called West out there. I need to go back in the old newspapers in the area and see if there's any information about West close by Tucumcari. So anyway, did I pass my thing? I think I did. I'm not sure. No, I don't think I did. Good, okay. Yeah, I've got to go down by, that's the tree. Right, okay. Do a better job of marking my stuff. Or you know what? This wouldn't be bad to test kind of an automatic driving vehicle because there's really not a lot of traffic. There's really not a lot of weird things going on. And I could put up some indicators to say that, you know, I was going down this road. Not that I feel like I'm going to do it long enough, except that I'm making some money. I need to, you know, there's a couple of ways you can invest money. You can invest money in trying to make enough money to pay for your bills. Me personally, I would just have something that I'll pay my property taxes. And, you know, and that's really the only, quote, bill I end up having. And I can spend my money on other things, you know, whatever money I have saved besides everything else. Whoa! Yikes. I almost took that turn a little bit too hard. Okay. I need to get up to 60 on this one. Okay. Yeah, so I need to see who the landowners are around that. And some of the land right next to it, it says it's protected. It's like, what the heck does that mean? Anyway, so I think that's probably the best investment of all. And then you kind of see, you know, when you're out in the middle of nowhere, nobody knows what you're doing, and that's really what you kind of want. Boy, if there was a spring there, oh, heaven. Heavenly, heavenly, heavenly. My friend, Bob Jack, his wife has, well, it's his wife's property, so it's not his. So now it belongs to Jason Jack, his son. They got themselves a pretty nice rig. And anyway, they got things kind of pulled together. Pardon me. And they had a nice bunkhouse. So it was an old bunkhouse, but they converted it into the house where they live. And of course, now she's passed away. I don't know what Bob's doing now. But yeah, it would be kind of like that. So I'm kind of thinking the same thing for me. Somebody who's worked many years and then bought places to do things. I could sell off my place at Tucumcari pretty cheaply. Because I'd be mostly giving it away to somebody. Well, not, but, you know. People have been so generous to me, I kind of want to be generous to them. So, got my BBS set up. Get it kind of going. I need to go ahead and make it so that it does kind of a transfer. I don't want to not have, well, you know, I don't know. If I'm on the radio system more, I don't see the need for anything else. Play with that a little bit and then have my kind of cellular system. It works good with Mint. Unlimited internet for what I pay about maybe $200 a it could be close to $300 a month. No, not a month, a year, $300 a year for stuff. And, well, I hope that guy's okay. Truck out here in the middle of nowhere with nothing to do. Oh, there he is out there on his tractor. He's making hay bales. That's mostly become the stock and trade on these old for these old farmers is just make a whole bunch of hay bales, get them picked up, and sell them off. You can sell them off for a few hundred. I think it tends to, you know, on a certain level, it's probably more lucrative than raising cows. Here is to actually raise grain, raise feed for cows. Oh, I can't see. So, yeah, I do. Okay. Packet radio, man. A fantastic thing. And I could do it high frequency. It's the same difference. You know, when they say, oh, you can put a little Beifang radio on it. And you go, well, that's nice. This is, but I could also do a little HF. Digital is really kind of, you know, it doesn't use a ton of bandwidth. So you tend to do that way. It doesn't matter if it goes slow. That's the whole point of the BBS, is that it's kind of a slow mover. It slowly moves things around. And as long as people can handle how long it takes for a packet to get to me, all the better. Because you really want to dial down how large your packets are so that you can get more reliable comms. And then, yeah, you have your cell phone for things so people can actually contact you. And a little bit of and a little bit of internet for a situation like that. And those would be your only bills. It's for comms, and then for other things. I'm thinking about heat now. Lisa likes a fireplace. We've already got a fireplace. It doesn't require any electricity. I need to get a stove that doesn't need electricity either. These things can be had. If you get older stuff, it's all the better. In that, you know, especially if it's propane. And, well, anyway. So, yeah, I like it. I'm thinking about what I'd do with black water. Lisa knows about gray water now, and she's really, it's okay for her. But I guess I'm really building this thing for Matt and I. I'm not really going to get any survivor Social Security from Lisa, because they'll say, well, take your pick. Either you get survivor from your spouse, or you get your own. And he says, I already know that my own is a good deal. Works well. So all right, let me see here. Man. This road has seen some better days. But state highway, which means that they'll probably keep it up for quite a while. often thought what it would be like to do kind of a motorcycle down here, but it's much more useful to do my little Mitsubishi Mirage. But yeah, I gotta look that up today while I'm doing stuff. And I probably need to eat here. So I think I'm gonna talk to you later. And that's all. Cohen Meanderer. I'm starting to think more than I talk, and or something. I don't know if it's Cohen Meanderer or not. Probably not, given the fact that I did a lot of things and I'm kind of staying off. I'll talk to you later. Bye.